Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, as you've probably been hearing all morning, President Obama is probably about an hour away now from signing historic health care legislation into effect. The next few days, we'll then see the reconciliation legislation, as it's known, making its way to the Senate floor. But in the meantime, a sweeping reform bill actually goes into effect a little later this morning. That's because any changes to the bill are only going to be made once the Senate written and House approved first version becomes a law. That's the way reconciliation has to work. So what's in the bill that has already passed? Well, we will look at it from a couple of perspectives this morning as it affects Americans 18 to 35, sometimes roughly known as young invincibles, and as it affects women in general. Joining me right now to talk about the 18 to 35s are Aaron Smith and Ari Matusiak, the co-founders of a group called the Young Invincibles, who have been advocating for changes to the health care reform that kept young Americans in mind. And Ari is actually on his way into the signing ceremony. Ari, where are you right now? Hi there.
Hey, how are you? Just standing in line here.
Set the scene. What line? What's it like?
Well, this is a group of people who are going to listen to the remarks after the president signs the bill. So, you know, a lot of excitement.
All right. And you were in favor of this so much so that you worked with the administration and the Democrats in Congress. I understand you were in the gallery on Sunday on the House floor when they were taking the historic vote. And now you're being included in the signing ceremony with the president. But don't young Americans pay the highest price here, because they're the ones who tend to go without insurance if they're not getting it from work because they don't see themselves as particularly at risk? Now that's going to be mandatory.
Well, I think one of the important things are this is why it's such a benefit for young Americans. This bill is critical. The expansion of Medicaid is going to pick up another 9 million uninsured young Americans. Allowing young Americans to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26 is another 2 million. The subsidies pick up millions more. This is a young American's bill in many ways.
Aaron, 6 months in, people under the age of 27 will be allowed to jump back on their parents' insurance plans. What do you think that change will do by itself for the numbers of uninsured young adults?
Well, the studies we've seen suggest that about 2 million of the currently uninsured would pick up insurance just through that provision alone. But even bigger, I think, it's going to help to solve this problem of the gap years. When we graduate from school and we're in between jobs and we don't know what to do for insurance, this is going to help to solve a lot of that problem and sort of create a more coherent system.
And lots of young Americans, turning to another provision, who do have insurance, have high deductible plans that do not give them a high level of coverage. Is there anything in this bill, Aaron, that will move the definition of insurance coverage, or is this going to be a lot of young folks buying into the cheapest, highest deductible plans to avoid the mandate or to, as easily as possible, comply with the mandate?
Well, that is a concern of ours, that the high deductible plans are not going to provide the coverage that's required. Now, there are some things in the bill that protect consumers. For example, there's a medical loss ratio provision that requires insurance companies to spend a certain percentage on actual care and a much smaller percentage than they're used to on things like profit and administration. So that's going to increase benefits. There's going to be limits on annual benefit caps and lifetime benefit caps, which are a big problem in some of these high deductible plans. So those consumer protections are going to be there, but it's an ongoing issue that we're going to look at, this problem of the high deductible plans.
Ari, with the access that you've had to the Democratic leaders, was there anything that your group worked to keep out of this bill that you thought would have been too detrimental to Americans 18 to 35?
Well, we worked with, as Aaron just mentioned, we worked on improving the catastrophic plan provisions and the in the final bill. And, you know, I think the important point here is that people heard those concerns and that there's opportunity to work on them and improve that provision going forward.
How would you like to improve it?
Well, there is language in the Senate bill and that the House passed just on Sunday night that specifies that people on these catastrophic plans can have three primary care visits before the $6,000 effectively deductible. And we would like to make sure that that's a mandatory provision.
Aaron, in some ways, the youngest among us are the ones who might be the most concerned about the cost, right? Do you think this bill is sustainable? Are we sticking the youngest generation with a huge bill that's going to come due?
Well, I mean, according to the CBO, this is going to reduce long-term deficits. So if you're worried about, you know, the federal budget deficit, this should hopefully make you feel better.
But as has been pointed out many times, that's dependent on future Congresses actually taking the tough decisions to make cuts in Medicare and other things that will actually balance the budget. So do you see it as part of the mandate of your group of 18 to 35s to keep the pressure on to make sure they don't stick young generations in America with a healthy deficit going forward?
Oh, absolutely. I think this bill, you know, some provisions kick in right away. Others don't kick in till 2014 or even beyond. And there's going to be ongoing fights to make sure that the provisions that we want get in there and that it's fiscally responsible.
Ari, sell this to your peers. Sell this to your cohort. We're getting a lot of calls over the weeks from young adults who say, I don't want to have to buy insurance. This is up to me. As you know, some states are even taking the federal government to court over this, Virginia and Idaho, I think, claiming that the federal government cannot mandate that individuals in America buy a certain product, in this case, obviously, insurance. What do you say to some of your fellow 18 to 35-year-olds who are bristling at this, who say, I make little enough money as an entry-level worker or whatever, now I'm going to be forced to go out and buy insurance by the federal government?
Well, I'd say look at the fact that the college graduate unemployment rate right now is hovering around 25%. In some communities, the unemployment rate is over 50% among young Americans. And we have a situation where health insurance right now is tied to your employment. Young Americans starting out their careers and their families often take jobs where health insurance is not an option. And this is going to provide that option in affordable ways. And I would just argue that having insurance is much more affordable in the short and the long term than going without.
Well, you say in affordable ways. Do you have any estimate, once these exchanges are up and running in a couple of years, do you expect there to be a certain price? Like, what's the minimum amount that you think a young, healthy, and Aaron, maybe you can take this question, a young, healthy 25-year-old will have to pay for insurance, a high-deductible plan or whatever makes it cheap?
Well, there's different estimates out there. One estimate is that, and it'll vary by the price of, you know, the expense of your region, but probably for a high deductible plan, you're looking at $110 to $150 a month.
A month. So that's the minimum that somebody's going to have to pay, a little over $1,000 a year. Aaron, do you know anything about the college loan reform stuff that's tagging along in the reconciliation bill?
Yeah, it's a great piece of legislation. It's going to make college more affordable. It'll increase Pell Grants and tie them to inflation, which they've never done before. So we're very excited for young adults on healthcare and on the student loan piece.
Ari, do you want to add to that? What's going to change here? If somebody's currently getting a student loan through a private lender, is there something they should do?
Well, you know, right now the regulations are going to get put into place and the transition is going to get made. I think the important point is that there's going to be more money available to young Americans to go to college. And the speaker talked about this on Sunday night, that this bill is really about unlocking opportunity, letting people of all ages, but specifically young Americans, start out their lives and make choices about who they're going to be without debts and concerns hanging over their head. That's true of healthcare, and it's also true of access to college education.
All right. The noise on the background of Ari Matusiak's line, if you're just joining us, is because he is on his way into the signing ceremony as President Obama is about to sign the historic health reform legislation that passed the House on Sunday night. Ari, have you ever met the president himself?
No, I have not.
Anything you're going to try to say to him today?
Well, I think we're just going to listen to his remarks. I don't think I'm going to have that opportunity. But if I do, I would say thank you very much. Thank you for delivering on change. This is a historic moment for the country. It really does rank up with Social Security and Medicare. And I think in the years to come, we will look back at this and say this was a turning point.
Okay, I'm going to keep splitting. Do you want to?
Now, since you were in the House on Sunday night, did you get a look at the guy yelling baby killer at Bart Stupak?
Well, it was across the gallery, so I heard it loud and clear, and it was shameful.
All right, Ari Matusiak and Aaron Smith, co-founders of a group called the Young Invincibles, who've been advocating for changes to health care reform with young Americans ages 18 to 35 in mind. Thank you both very much. Ari, enjoy the ceremony.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
And we hope to be able to carry that signing ceremony live if it takes place during the show, and we're expecting it about 11:15 or so this morning. We'll also talk to Trudy Lieberman, healthcare expert, and a guest from the National Organization for Women coming up just before that with their thoughts on how the health reform bill does affect women, some good, some bad, they will say. And coming up in just a minute, Steve Levy, the Suffolk County executive. He's changing parties and running for governor of New York. Stay with us.